Why do we walk away from things when we're doing well with them? We do it for a lot of reasons. So first, before we get into this, I want to say thank you for staying with me. And so I want to tell you what's been going on. The reason that I have been away for about a minute is because I had a lot of things going on and I needed to pause. Sometimes when you're overloaded, you have to stop, you have to pause, and you have to take a breath. Because whatever it is that you're doing, you should be doing because you're enjoying it. And if you're not enjoying it, then you need to stop. In the month, or I think it was about 4 weeks, that I haven't put any out any content, it's not that I didn't want to. So I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that whoever was looking at the red flags, you keep on looking at the red flags, and you maybe share that information. If you're journaling, I hope that you're still journaling and I hope that it's working. If you are talking to yourself in the mirror, continue to talk to yourself in the mirror. Whatever it is that you're doing to help yourself, do it. And if you're overloaded and you need to take a minute like I did, then take the minute. Stop everything, cause it a pause. And in the time that you're pausing, reflect. Look at everything that you're doing and make sure, and this is the most important part, make sure that you are enjoying everything that you're doing. Because if you're not enjoying everything that you're doing, you need to stop it because it's not bringing joy to you. And just don't go back. So when I stopped everything. But this was something that I really enjoyed doing. And so I'm back. I also moved from one company to another. And that was also a good move for me because of circumstances that were going on in that company. It was a good company, the real estate company I was in. But the one that I'm in now is a much lighter atmosphere. And there's a lot more for me to learn, and I think it'll just be a better fit. And so sometimes you have to stop everything in order to see what's going on in your life. Why are you so overwhelmed? Why are you not enjoying certain things? And when you pause, that gives you the opportunity to stop and look. Okay, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? Am I unhappy here? Do I not want to do this? Do I not? What is making me unhappy? Why am I feeling overwhelmed? And when you figure all that out, then you start making your changes. Whether it's in a new company, whether it's putting your foot down about something, whether it's just not doing something that you've been doing for a while and you just say, I don't want to do this anymore. It's not making me happy. I mean, I remember the first time when I was learning how to do the podcast, the guy who taught me how to do podcasts, his name is Mark Savant. Great guy. If you look him up, he's got amazing content. He's done so well for himself. The first thing that he said to me after he was explaining how to do everything was, I want you to always remember, have fun. If you're not enjoying it and you're not having fun while you're podcasting, then don't do it anymore. That was the very first thing he told me. And I have to tell you, aside from just podcasting, that goes with almost everything else. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, then why are you doing it? And you have to ask yourself that. If you're not getting a benefit, you're not enjoying it, you're not, whatever it is that you're doing it for, whether it be it helping people or helping yourself or whatever it is, if you're not enjoying it or you're not having fun, then just don't do it anymore. You have choices. You always have a choice. Remember, we said in the beginning, you are a product of the choices that you've made. And the choices that you make should always make you happy. And so, in my journey, I said, okay, I need to stop. I need to take a break. I need to breathe. I need to think about what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Do I want to continue to do it? The podcast was never an issue. I knew I was coming back to that. But moving from another company, that was also amazing. And so it was like I said, whew, nice breath. I needed to stop, and I'm glad that I did. And so that being said, I'm back. And I hope that you guys are doing well. And I look forward to continuing to put out content every Wednesday like I was doing before, things that can help you in whatever way I can, because that's what this is all about. And letting you know that you're the best thing that's ever happened to you, because you are. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Ciao.